producer or director. And he was given an interview and he's like, "Can the real world please stop infringing on our creativity?"
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Oh man.
Oh.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello,
Everybody.
hello.
Everybody. So, I am downstairs in my house for once because my wife is on a cruise. So, as you can see, we have Lucy hanging out, and then Marshall's sitting here beside me. And we're like, well, we don't have to go upstairs because there's nobody else here, so we'll be downstairs today. So, fine with me.
I'd live with that.
Yeah, it's been that way for a couple days. I got one more day with just them, but I got to work in Cranberry for a while tomorrow, and then after that, it's
For the big pre-release.
pick them back up on Saturday from Bahamas. Well, I've been getting photos every day, so it's kind of cool.
There you go.
So, yeah. So
We have lots to talk about this week. It's
we
been
do.
a newsworthy, I want to say, let's say a newsworthy month. This entirety of April, we're getting announcements, we're getting, closer to movies coming out that I think we all are interested in the pop culture scene. We're getting closer to our show. We're seeing what other shows are
Well,
doing.
speaking of
It's
our show, we are sold out of exhibitor space as of yesterday. So,
good, good.
yeah, we have nothing left. So if you've applied, you're now going to be on a wait list. So sorry.
2027, everybody. Just sign up for 2027.
I did have a very interesting message exchange with someone who knows an artist that was interested in coming in. I'm like, why didn't they just ask me these direct questions? But whatever. So either way, it would be a cool artist to have for next year. So I'm excited to see if that happens. Especially if you're into magic and D&D and fantasy stuff, because they do a lot of art in that realm. And they're a PA local, so
There you
I'm
go.
excited. Yeah. So we have a bunch of kind of random stuff to talk about. We'll talk about the boys ish episode, first three episodes at the end,
Yeah.
since we can talk spoilery like that. So we have a couple different things to talk about that you wanted to bring up. But I think the most crazy part of all of it is the Masters of the Universe buckets,
Oh,
the popcorn buckets, the
yeah.
straw sword. I'm super pumped for those.
Though it's, I love the attempt that the major movie theaters are trying to bring people back after COVID, because since COVID, they haven't done well at all. Even like the big movies, it had to be a big movie for people to go to the movies. And the way they're doing it is with the movie buckets, like what when Deadpool and Wolverine, it was all about those buckets. Some of those buckets, I still want that Wolverine head bucket myself, just for display purposes, because it was so cool. But the Masters Universe one, they took it to another level there. What was it? There was, like you said, the sword you could drink out of the Sword of Power, which they should also do this Havoc staff too. I feel like they missed an opportunity there to do Havoc staff too. Maybe when the sequel
Morgan shows
comes
a
out.
sword, but yeah.
Waiting for the sequel
Well, when the
because
sequel
there's going
comes
to be
out,
a sequel.
we'll get the purple sword in the sequel, so it'll be fine. So.
They might get something Hordak or something, Hordak
Oh yeah,
staff.
that'd be kind of cool. So.
Because what? They got the Skeletor head, which is the one I'm most interested in. They said the eyes glow and his jaw moves and stuff. And I'm like, I was like, I want that one. And then there's what? There's Castle Grayskull, which is it's the one that holds a drink, popcorn, and candy.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's all three. Yeah, they said it's comparative to the Herbie Bot when Fantastic Four came out, where it held everything. And then we have what? Skeletor's throne room with He-Man, with Skeletor on top and He-Man on the bottom, and the back of the throne room is where the popcorn is, which I saw that one. That one's kind of cool too, but I was like, ah. I was like, I just want the Skeletor head. I think those
Yeah.
are all the main ones that I've seen online. I mean, I've seen some of the tumblers with the toppers and stuff, and the faces on the cups and stuff. That's fine.
I
I'm
think I
cool with
saw a
that.
Battle Cat one too, but
Yes, there was a Battle
yeah.
Cat one where you open his the saddle part, and
Yeah.
that's where the popcorn goes in. I thought that one was pretty cool
I
too.
also thought it was cool that that's how we get to see him get see Battle Cat as Battle Cat for the first time, because we don't get to see him like that in
In the
the
movie,
or
in the trailer,
in the
anyway.
trailers at
Yeah.
all. But man, does this thing look cool! Like his
Huge.
armor for his face looks killer.
Yeah.
So
Well, let's hope it matches, you know.
yeah, I'm very excited for this movie. So hopefully it doesn't suck. Yeah. But that's there. I believe they're at AMC's, and the AMC,
What's AMC Regal? I think it's
yeah. The
Regal
so the
Cinemas
waterfront's
2.
a the waterfront's at AMC, and there is a Regal. Hold on, I'm just gonna look it up.
I think that's the two companies that are putting out
Yeah, I'm curious.
the biggest
There's
ones.
only the one AMC in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So Moraine Point is in Butler, but I don't think they're open anymore. They might be. Ohio, Vienna, West Virginia, Hagerstown, Maryland, Ohio. Yeah, most of the Regals around here are in Ohio. For the AMC's though, I think it's just the one at the waterfront is the local one.
Yeah.
No,
Well,
South Hills is an AMC, and Mount Lebanon is an AMC.
I think our my local one here, Westmoreland Mall, is an AMC, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Greensburg.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so go get your or Morgantown. Morgantown's one too.
But I think the AMC one is the Skeletor throne room and the Battle Cat, I think.
I thought they were
Because
on
each,
all of them, so.
no, it's split between the two. Like
Oh,
they
that's
each do
stupid.
a different one. Well, it's, you know, I think they each had to be creative in their own way, you know, which I get. You
Fair.
know, makes it more difficult. But I also put in, you know, with our mutual friend Joe, and if I can't find the Skeletor head, he will help me out and put me in contact with somebody who will buy it, and I'll grab it off of them if I can't get a hold of one. Because I'm taking a wild bet they'll be gone before the movie even comes out.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they can do that. I think they have to have them for the people that buy the tickets, right? So.
Yeah, yes and no. Like if I remember the Deadpool Wolverine movie, people were having those buckets and putting them out on eBay before the movie even came out.
Yeah, that might have been like some of the people that ran the theater, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't.
maybe.
Or that got to see it
But
in like a
I
early screening, maybe.
a scalper does what scalpers do. They find a way. And it always ruins it for everybody,
Right.
except themselves, you know?
Right. Hold on. I am going to make sure that I'm signed into my Fandango so they can let me know when tickets go on sale for it. So. All right, cool. I have done that because I was trying to see if there were dates and times yet for like the waterfront or something, and if there was a couple for Thursday before the con to be like, hey, this is what we're doing, guys, just so you know. So, yay
Well,
fun.
speaking of movies, we got the trailer for the Street Fighter
Yeah.
movie coming out in October. We got to see pretty much every major character in Street Fighter They all look pretty close to their respective video game counterparts,
Right.
which, again, it's actors and actresses that we well known, as well as a couple of pro wrestlers.
Well, it's a sequel to the last one. So,
Is it? Is it a
yeah,
true
because that's why it's
sequel?
called
Is
Mortal
it a
Kombat 2.
Well, no, that's Mortal Kombat. I'm not Street Fighter.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. You're right. Hold
Mortal
on.
Kombat's coming out, what is it,
I
next
gotta
week
look
or
at the Street
something?
Fighter one because I did not actually look at the. I did not watch the trailer.
Well, it basically has what Cody Rhodes from WWE is plays what's his name?
Hold on, I'll go through it. So Jason Momoa is Blanka.
Yes. You see him for like 30 seconds, which sucks. But
David
he looks cool.
Dasblanch is M. Bison. Noah Centiro or Centino is Ken. Oliver Richards is Zagnief. Andrew
Zangief.
Koji is Ryu. Eric Andre is Don Savage. Joe Inoue, I can never say his last name right. He is a wrestler. He's playing Akuma.
That would be Roman Reigns.
Yeah, okay.
Roman Reigns.
50 Cent is Balrog.
Yeah, I saw that. And I looked at it for a second. It took me 2 seconds. Like, is that 50 Cent?
Yeah. Mel
Mm-hmm.
Jarnson is Cammy. Rania Valendingham is Julie. Cody Rhodes is Guile,
Yeah.
which that kind of fits. Yeah.
Yeah. And they had the flat top perfect too. Like his hair was perfect.
Oh.
Yes.
Orville Peck is Vega.
Yep.
Kalina Lean or the Liang is
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li.
Yes. And
Kyle
she's.
Mooney is Marvin. I'm not even gonna figure out how to pronounce the dude who plays Dhalsim's name.
But he
Christy
looks
Best is
exactly like
JJ.
Dhalsim.
Yeah, he
Okay.
does. Yeah. Hirooki Goto is E Honda, which is hilarious. So, yeah, so
Yeah.
there's definitely some good stuff coming up in that. Like the pictures look pretty good.
Yeah, the trailer is fun. It's you're seeing a lot of the special moves that we all button mash to do. it's pretty good. I
Yeah.
like, wow, I was like, this kind of makes Jean-Claude Van Damme's version really shitty.
Wow, that hair is amazing for Cody Rhodes.
Isn't it? It
Oh my
is
God.
spot on.
It's
And
like a
it doesn't
brush.
move. It doesn't move either. Like in the action sequences, that hair is, you see like maybe a slight wave, but it
Yeah.
stays on point. I
Yeah,
was
everybody
like,
looks really good. I don't
yeah.
like. I mean, like their outfits don't look 100% like some of the ones that were in
It's still
the
better
game.
than the
But
ones
they're.
from the 90s.
I
It's
don't know,
like,
man. Like Ming-Na Wen is Chun-Li was freaking awesome. Like that
oh,
was
she was the
spot
only
on.
one. She was the only.
That was
Everybody else,
spot
you were
on.
like,
Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile outside of not having
blonde
blonde
hair.
hair was actually pretty good. I don't know. There were
Oh,
a couple other ones
look-wise,
too,
he was
but
fine.
yeah.
And what's his name is M. Bison. He was fine. Like, as far as villainy goes, was that what, the one he did before he passed away too? Was that the last movie he did before he died?
Who?
From the 90s, what's his name?
The guy who did, was M. Bison?
Yeah, because
I
I know
think so.
he died of cancer like shortly after Street Fighter came out. That was like his last movie.
The 1994 one, right?
Yes.
Raul Julia, I think you're
Raul
right.
Julia, yeah.
Because he died
Yeah.
in October 1994, and this movie came out.
Summer of 94.
Come on, give me an actual date.
If it wasn't the summer of
December
94,
'94.
so this was
Two
after he
months
died.
after he died. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But he, you know, obviously he was not physically imposing as M. Bison, but he had the character down pat. He was
Yeah.
probably the best part of that Street Fighter movie, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
But it de definitely was, you know, is he'll forever be known as Bison and Gomez from the Addams Family. He will
Well,
always be remembered as those two
oh
characters
yeah, that's
in
true.
my mind.
And to correct myself, the Ming-Na Wen was in the Chun-Li separate movie of being, or no, she was in this one, and she was in a solo movie, I think, for it too, right? Didn't they do a separate Street Fighter Chun-Li movie?
They might have,
Yeah,
but
The
I never
Legend of
saw it.
Chun-Li. But that
Okay, I
actually,
never saw it.
but it wasn't her in that one. That was
Okay.
Kristen Carrick, who played Lana Lang on Smallville.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I've now caught up on the episodes that I missed for all of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all of Batwoman, all of Stargirl. Both of those actually, all three of those actually ended very well. Especially Batwoman. It actually ended up, the last two episodes were really, really good. And I'm now watching for more than five episodes the Superman and Lois show that was on the CW. Because when it originally aired, I got four or five episodes in, and then it took a hiatus because of there was a bit of a delay because of COVID shooting and stuff.
Yes.
So I kind of like fell off on it pretty quick in 21 when it was coming out, and it's really, really good, like really good.
It
I'm
was
on like.
very, it's, it was very, from whatever I, from people that I've talked to said they're like, this is possibly the best Superman
Yeah.
TV wise,
Oh,
like
yeah.
ever.
Yeah.
Like, and I know a lot of people who loved like previous Superman TV
Yeah.
shows,
I mean,
like
I
that.
would say it's probably the best Superman on any kind of film that I've ever seen. Like it is, I mean, you can't really compare it to the movies because the movies you get a
No,
2-hour chunk,
movies
right?
do.
You get 2 to 3 hour chunk and that's it. This though, this definitely is the best Superman TV show I've seen, and it may actually, I think, possibly be the best Arrowverse TV show that they did too, or like the DC stuff on CW, because like it, at least I don't know how it's going to be after the first season, but the first season, I have like 3 or 4 more episodes, I think, the first season, and it's just absolutely, it's phenomenal, it's gorgeous. It actually, I think, looks slight, not quite as good as the Sci-Fi Channel Krypton show. Then that show did not get a lot of love, but it should because it was very well written. But this is very, very, very good. Like, Steel's in it. The two sons are in it. One of them has powers so far. I believe the other one gets powers later. Like, Lana Lang's in it. He's married to Lois. The actress who played Lois is amazing too. Like she was in Grimm, and was killer in that. But like the story's just very well written. In fact, the only thing I don't like is I don't really like the look of the guy who plays Jor-El. Because he just like all the other guys that have played Jor-El are like these taller, skinnier, like more like stoic looking figures, right? Because we had like Marlon Brando and a couple other guys like that, and oh, and Russell Crowe and stuff like that. Yeah, this guy, he's like shorter and a little more stout, and it's just kind of like, really? That's your Jor-El? Okay, your dad. Your dad definitely. You do not look like your dad, sir. Like, so, but and I also am not super keen on the way the fortress looks. The fortress looks kind of not chintzy, but it looks very boring, I guess, compared to some of the other Fortress of Solitudes we've seen, especially the newest one in the new movie. Holy crap, was that thing like a fucking penthouse compared to this thing? This thing's literally a hole in the ground with a pedestal, like so. But it's pretty good. I recommend watching. It's on HBO right now. You can pick up all the CW shows. But they were very good. And the Batwoman last season, though, was interesting because, like, I felt like it was they had planned at least one more season out, and they just went, all right, we're just going to jam these two seasons into one, and everybody gets three episodes, and that's it. Like, and they just jam it out,
Yeah.
because there's like, there's some,
That
there's
seems to
like,
be the thing with CW.
yeah.
They really, I feel like a lot of the CW shows were good like the first couple seasons, and then they started jamming things into every
Well,
of them,
yeah,
all of them.
when they started expanding the main cast outside of like three people, like
Yeah.
that's like, 'cause Arrow, when they brought in both Black Canaries and Mr. Terrific and Speedy, and there's somebody
Yeah,
else I'm missing
you
too,
start
but
seeing like
oh,
Justice League 2 in there. You start
and Wild
jumping.
Dog, right? And Wild Dog, they bring all those guys in there, and it kind of dilutes the show, because now you have to have episodes about each of these guys, and they each have to be doing something. And Flash, it was good until they started bringing in,
Too many speedsters,
well,
like
they brought
way too
it,
many.
yeah, like, oh, that was the other problem. Like, it was like, how many speedsters can we fight? Yes, I understand most of his villains are speeds, his biggest villains are speedsters, but there's some other cool ones. But we
You
did
could
get
have
to
spread it
see,
out. You could have spread it out a
well,
little
I
bit.
mean, we did get to see some really awesome villains in there. Like, his rogue gallery was actually very well represented in that show. I think
Like
much better than like
Reverse
the,
Flash
yeah,
was
much better than
obviously the
Arrow
best.
was. Yeah, but Batwoman though was interesting, because like the last season, it was like, you find out who Ryan's mom is. Her half brother turns into the Joker. And then you get to meet the girl who built all the Joker's crap, who's played by the girl who played Carla in Scrubs, which actually was kind of funny. There was like all of the trophies, Batman's trophies, like get like blown out of the Batcave at the end of season two and into the river. So like Poison Ivy's ivy is in a canister, and it dies, or it ends up taking over Batwoman's, the original Batwoman, Kate's half sister Mary, who's the team doctor. Nightwing's in it, which is actually kind of cool. Killer, they have a new Killer Croc, they have a new Mad Hatter. Like, it's all of this stuff where they just kind of rejuvenate things. The new Joker guy at the end for the last two episodes was actually a very well written though finale. But it was just like, okay, so this was a lot. And they kind of ruined the Renee Montoya character for me, because they made her like be in love with Poison Ivy, and like she almost kind of broke bad a little bit, or I guess broke good a little bit. So it was very interesting how they did that with her. I wasn't really super excited about it. And then Stargirl was kind of neat too, because you got to see a lot of like the old JSA stuff, the new JSA stuff. They used Ultra Humanite. Like, come on, who, like, how many people remember the Ultra Humanite? Like, let's think about that, right? And he was in the big ape body and stuff, which was cool. No spoilers on that, but it was cool to see both Jade and Obsidian, which was cool. So you got to see Alan Scott's kids. They had the Shade. The Shade was in it for a couple episodes, starting of season two. He was kind of like a regular guest on it. So it was, like I said, it was very, very good. But I had never watched more than the first five or six episodes of Superman and Lois, and I was talking with John Neal at Cranberry the other day about how I'm like trying to catch up on all these shows while I'm on vacation this week. And he's like, dude, you've never seen that part of like that far into the show. It's really good. And I'm just like, cool. So I'm gonna have to watch it. So now I'm, like I said, I'm almost done with season one. And it's been really, really good. The thing I like about it is like, there's really not a lot of, there was there there's basically two to three villains in the whole season, but a lot of it is more like dealing with the fact that his kid has powers and dealing with the fact that he moved back to Smallville. They tried to be Superman and be a dad. It was a very cool
Yeah.
thing to see.
Actually made it like a more modern and relatable Superman than
Correct.
just
Yes.
here I am with powers and I can do all this fun stuff. And it's
Correct.
I think we've seen enough of that. I think a lot of people want to see a hero that has a complete personality and is, yes, you have powers and you kick ass and this, that, and the other, but what do you do on your downtime? What do you
Right.
do as a person? Do you have a relationship? Are you not a relation in a relationship? You know, it's
I will say though, this might be the most badass Lois Lane I've ever seen. Like, she is
I
legit
was
badass. So,
gonna say that there's the DC animated universe is Lois Lane's are
dude,
pretty badass in
but
there.
for a live action one,
Yeah, live
this is
action, I'll agree.
probably
Yeah. Live action.
this one and probably the one from the newer movie, the newest movie. Because the newest movie I thought was a great blend of the Amy Adams and Margot Kidder one. But this one's definitely a little more Margot Kidder. But it's like Margot Kidder, but like mom Margot Kidder, right? So if you can imagine what that's like, it's like boom, there it is. And
There,
it's
yeah.
just so good. And the fact that like Lana's still kind of got the hots for Clark, even though she's married and has kids and stuff like, and one of her daughters is dating one of the twins. It's kind of, and the way John Irons comes into the show is very interesting.
Nice.
So, because he hasn't actually come out as Steel yet in this season that I'm in, but I think he does by the end, and then that's kind of like their buddy up team up for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But was it the last little bit of news that I just came across today was Adam Hughes got diagnosed with cancer. Now from what I read, he got a mass removed from him, and then they tested him afterwards, and they said the mass that they removed was cancerous, but he still has some cancer. There's always going to be residual cancer. And he's getting treated for that. So, let's fingers crossed
Yeah.
and prayers and thoughts are with him and his family. We don't need to lose another creative mind
Correct.
this year or like anytime in the next few years. We'll look at that. Hey, what you doing? She
Oh,
needs her screen time.
she's going back up. She's crawling behind me, Atlanta brother now. So, but
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, I
that's
was
a
like,
bummer.
well, at least he's getting treatment and everything seems to be stable.
Right.
So,
All right, we've talked a lot about news. Let's now talk about some comics. That's what they're here for.
yeah,
Oh.
well, and our hijinks. This is
Right.
like
All
our
right,
hijinks.
I'm going to talk about Batman or Batwoman. Ooh, Batwoman number two, from Rucka and Danny. So this kind of helps paint the picture a little bit better of, like, yes, it is Kate in an actual asylum in Greece. Her dad's there and apparently was one of the guys who helped her get in there. But then he realizes that she beat up the what Greek gang thing they're going after. We don't know why yet, but she has a fight with these guys in the street, and Jacob Kane shows up and gets kind of like held hostage by one of the guys while she's like beating some people up, and she's just like, "I'm sorry, Dad," and pulls out a 9mm and just blows everybody apart except for her dad. And it was like the weirdest build up to this moment, and this was like the coolest moment. But that's how the book ends. Like, it was super, like the build up to there wasn't really, it didn't flow as well as I hoped it would. But I also don't know that I still don't know that I like the art with this writing, and I will be very specific in when it's like lighter scenes, I don't like the art, but in the darker scenes it works really well. 'Cause it's a lot of color on color, like blending in like the black suit, like kind of like the cover there, like how the suit kind of works just into the night. So that's kind of an interesting thing for this. So I'm gonna use oh man, what the hell's the name of the band? Give me a second. Quiet Riot's Metal Health is the one I'm using for this.
Nice.
Because she was definitely in an insane asylum trying to get, or at least therapy and trying to get help. So
All right, we have Absolute Batman. You were just talking about mental health. This is definitely one for you. We are introduced to Absolute Scarecrow in this episode, and boy, are his powers a little bit different than our normal Scarecrow. Basically, we see him use his I think he has an ability because he doesn't spray people. He just watches and starts talking to his victims. And as he does, what he does is it's either he's causing like scared, but it's a scared of you. Your reaction is not shivering or shaking. It's more, I gotta fight instead of fighter like flight. It's
yeah.
fighting. And it's a lot of illusions too. He causes hallucinations because the two farmers he kills. Basically, he convinces one that he's fucking the other one's wife. And the guy looks on his phone and he's like, I'm seeing these images of you, met, like explicit photos with my wife. What are you doing? Why did you do this to me? And he gets into his tractor and kills his buddy, running him over with the tractor. And you just see like this page of splatters everywhere. And then after it happens, the guy just loses it. He's like, I didn't know what came over me. I was just so scared and angry. And he's like, can we fix him? Can we take him to the hospital? Can we gather up his the goo that's left? We can take him and get him fixed. And as he does this, apparently his range is so far that he ends up causing a plane to crash right down on the site, and he just walks away. And that is the introduction to Scarecrow. I tell you what, Scott Snyder and his slight differences of all these villains, insanely genius. Insanely genius. I really want to get into his head one of these days and ask him if we ever meet him up at like Baltimore or whatnot, if he shows up at Baltimore this year. I'd be like, where do you come up with these like really even more twisted versions of these villains?
Right.
Love to know where he gets these ideas from. Meanwhile, back in Gotham, Batman is being chased by the police, and just when you think they catch him, we see his new vehicle, and it's basically like a gyroscope where they blockaded and they thought they had him. The Batmobile literally just flips like this way while the tires are still in midair. It just kind of glides across. It's actually kind of cool. And then he's fighting with Harley and Pennyworth of the naming of this vehicle. They're like, well, what do we want to call it? Is this like, I think Batman was putting up, he was naming the exact like device and everything that it actually is. And Pennyworth's like, well, that's too long. He's like, how about we just call it the Bat Gyro? And he's like, hard pass. And then Harley's like, how about we call it this? And he's like, definitely hard pass. The hardest of hard passes, I think, was the actual quote.
That's
And
funny.
it's actually cool. It's, boy, if we ever get toys for these, it's a shame they knocked McFarlane off the DC line, because absolute Batman toys, oh, they would be awesome.
Well, I thought we at least got just Batman though from it, so but
I haven't seen it in the store, at least. I can
well,
check online though.
as I say, after I do my next review, I'll look for it and you can do
Yeah.
yours. But all right, what's your song of the
But
week?
yeah, and we also see Wei. He is becoming human again with the necklace he got from Wonder Woman. He's speaking now. He's not as like Gatorade, but he still has like scales and stuff, so he's closer to Killer Croc that we know of. But he wants to collab with Bruce. He's like, we got to take these guys down, I want to join in. And he's Bruce tells him no. He's like, I gotta do this my way and alone. He's like, I don't want any more of my friends hurt. And he's like, I know you want help, but he's like, I gotta do this. And he just walks away. His way is like, no, Bruce, don't do this. He's like, I got, and it kind of ends that point. Batman later meets up with Commissioner Gordon, and Gordon is acting really peculiar. He's very jittery. He's very nervous, and he keeps saying he's scared. He's scared. Meanwhile, you see across where he and Batman are meeting, you see a light cigarette, and the Scarecrow smokes. I forgot to mention that. So the Scarecrow crossed the building. So his powers are working on Gordon, to the point where there's a file that he had, and you see snippets of the file, and it's about Bruce's psychology, like his, like, basically leading to Bruce is Batman, and and Gordon's last thing is burn these files. He's like, burn them before someone gets a hold of them. And then he gets attacked by these imaginary crows because he's going like this, and he's at the edge of the building. And we all know what happens when someone goes at the edge of a building. He falls. Batman catches him with his little bat claw cape part, and you think he catches him, but he slips out of his coat and splat. So Commissioner Gordon is now dead, and everybody blames Batman. So we're getting a little bit of Dark Knight vibes in there a little bit, as now everybody's turning on Batman. And we also get to meet this universe's version of Slade Wilson, who apparently is in pieces, because you see him get up. Both his legs are amputated, his one arm is amputated, his face is all like messed up. So you see him putting makeup on and putting his appendages on and everything. And he comes out and he says, I'd like to introduce everyone to his Robin Squad, which is everywhere Robin we know, like Tim Drake, like everybody. And apparently that is going to be the new vigilante squad. Well, Gotham approved vigilante squad that's probably going to fight Batman eventually. But that's where the book ends. So let's do this. Let's do Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. I think
There you
it's,
go.
there we
That's a good
go.
one. Yeah. So there is a 1/6 absolute Batman statue that's $385.
That's a statue. That's not an actual action figure, though. That's.
Yeah, I think they had plan maybe I was thinking maybe they had planned one, and then it never got made because of stuff. So, but anyway.
It's a shame. They're really missing out on
Right.
on that.
Sorry that this picture is so small, but Redcoat 17 is my next book. So this picks up with Albert and Simon, Albert Einstein and Simon Pure outside of the suit shop. They're waiting for Benedict Arnold to come out after Benedict Arnold has offered to make Simon Pure's family and Albert Einstein immortal. And he basically, in this, is tr the first half of the book is him really trying to sell it to those guys of, yeah, I checked out Simon's friends and family, and that's kind of why I like it. And Albert doesn't trust him, and he's like, well, if I wanted you dead, I could have killed you. And then they start talking about Paul Revere and his silver and how he was, one of the guys that Washington trusted, but was actually kind of a douche, I guess. So they talk a little bit about the founding fathers, and they have this. He basically has a giant stash of stuff that Paul Revere had, including a ton of silver. And at the very end of the book, while they're in like this hideout of silver stuff, the wall collapses, and the founding father kind of Freemason guys are like, hey, we have them, and they're pulling Benedict Arnold out, and they're like, what do we do about these guys? And then that's how the book ends. So again, it was another pretty quick read, but it was very good. The art by Brian Hitch is absolutely amazing. Jeff Johns writes it. It's another Ghost Machine book. This book, like, it's very interesting because it's almost like frenemies. It's like how do you trust Benedict Arnold, like one of the most famous turncoats ever? But it's kind of interesting the way they're going about it, and they're kind of bringing back the main bad guys from the first volume when they were hunting down Benedict Arnold in the first place. So I'm very enjoying this book. I'm gonna use AFI Silver and Cold for this song.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
Going the emo route.
because
Nice.
it's a little whiny about like, oh, can you make my family immortal? Oh, can I trust him? And then it's Paul Revere Silver. So it's actually pretty good, and I can't say how much I love this book in general. Jeff Johns is just crushing it with Redcoat. So make sure you guys check it out.
All right, we got the one shot of The Darkness Verse Angelus. I believe this is the first Angelus appearance of the new rebooted.
No, it was in Angelus was in either a
Well, oh,
Darkness
Darkness,
issue.
yeah, Darkness issue, yes, yeah. I don't think they're in the Witchblade yet,
I think they
but
were
I'm behind
mentioned,
them
but
on
I don't know that
Witchblade.
they were seen yet. But yeah.
Yeah. But basically it's three stories, but it's all connected. So we get the origin of the Angelus, and we get the original Darkness host. And it all starts 478 AD. So this is well in the era of this is before knights and everything. This is around that era. But the Angelus gets rebirthed because she's basically burned at the stake as a witch and is like kind of resurrected as their current form. That even the Angelus find out that Angelus is special because she could actually kill other Angeluses using her own light, which I did not know. That I could be off. It's been a long time since I read Angelus stuff, but I did not know Angelus could kill her own kind, but apparently she can. but the OG darkness battles her throughout time. It lasts what? Well, we get a brief Witchblade holder in the 1857 AD, so 400 years later. The battle rages on till 1038 AD, where the OG Darkness, I'll call him OG, actually gets mortally hurt and goes to the Brotherhood for help and is actually betrayed. Apparently, the Brotherhood has a kind of like an altar type thing that can hurt the darkness, but still keep him alive. And they actually force him to procreate. And he's trying to get the darkness to help him out. And the darkness is like, "You're too old and you're too weak. So goodbye." So the darkness turns on its host. So the OG darkness host is dead. We are introduced to the new darkness in 1058 AD, who is smarter, stronger, and you throughout the whole book, you're continuing, you're seeing battle after battle, year after year, like decade after decade, till 1999. So this is like our era of original darkness here. And he's the this host is betrayed by the Brotherhood again. But this time he escapes, and this is where we start with the current darkness host. And this is basically his dad. So basically, we're getting the origin of this current darkness's predecessor. And the Brotherhood is, again, it's on, they're on good terms currently with in the current darkness story, but you're seeing that odds are that they'll betray him as well. But I thought it was kind of cool. We never got like true origin of where the darkness came from this way in this point of view. So I thought that was pretty cool. And the Angelus as well. I'm trying to figure out what. Let's do AC/DC's Back in Black.
There you go.
It's,
That's a pretty good one.
I'm just pulling them out of my head here of things that pop into my head when I think about these stories.
It's all good. That's a pretty good one for that, I think. Oop. No.
Do
Wait, wait.
you just want me to do back to back?
Yeah, because I accidentally fucked it up. You're my bad.
Okay. Well, this is the last issue, folks, of Ultimate Wolverine, the conclusion. So we get like how magic came to be in this world, and it's basically Peter finding a magic tome, opening up Limbo, and rescuing his sister is how he did it. And then we flash forward to Wolvie and Jean finding a witch who helps them open a portal to Limbo. Wolvie and Jean find all the missing people that they've been looking for. So Wolvie tells Jean, "Rescue the people as I go find magic and take care of her." Wolverine finds magic laying on a bed, clutching her magic sword, asleep. But her manifestation of her as a child starts talking to Wolverine and going, "Please read me this story," and hands him an actual book. And it's an actual storybook, and it's basically like the story like of like demons of limbo and stuff. But he reads it to her as the manifestation of her as a girl slowly returns to her body. So by the time Wolverine finishes the book, he confronts her and says, "This is what you get for, this, that, and the other." He's like, "I know you're a victim of yourself, but," he's like, "what you did to these people cannot be forgiven." So basically takes care of her in Wolverine fashion. Jean rescues all the people, and she's like, "Where's Logan?" And they're like, "He's still in limbo." So she goes in, just as the as limbo starts collapsing, because without magic, limbo can't exist. So it starts collapsing. They beeline out of there just as the portal was closing. And that's basically the end of it. Is kind of very, very quick, very short, slightly disappointing. I thought it was going to be making a bigger deal. I thought she was going to be more of a badass and less like a whiny girl. In this, I thought that she was going to be more, a tougher opponent. But apparently not. But that is the end of the book. There's a lot of good Phoenix in this, like Phoenix pages in this. So I'm gonna go Freebird. Just because
Know,
it's the
that
only
no,
in my
because I, you
book.
know what, because I, if this were a movie, that would be a good play it during the credit song. So there
Yeah,
you go.
like as they're escaping through limbo, you could hear Freebird as she is the Phoenix and she grabs him and he's sitting there clutching to her and she's like, "I'm sorry if I'm burning you." He's like, "It's fine." And he's so that's the end of this story. So who knows when we will see Ultimate Wolverine again. I'm sorry to see it go like this. I thought they would have kept it going after the success, because we can't keep copies in the store. It's gone. Like, I'm glad I have a subscription so I have it in my box, because if I don't, I go for it and it's gone. So
All right. My last issue is Iron Man 4. They call it Iron Man Disassembled, which is interesting because there was already an Iron Man Disassembled storyline that Matt Fraction did that was really, really good. So this starts out with the kids that have been kidnapped by AIM. They're trying to build new Iron Man suits and tech, because that's what AIM has them doing. And Fixer is basically torturing them to the point where they're gonna make something crazy like an Iron Man suit. And Madame Mask is kind of like, why are you doing that? And he's like, well, I kind of have to get him to do it. While Tony's stuck in a different room where he's building a new suit, while he describes it as kind of like the danger room without the safeguards, basically. It's like Mysterio tech and arcade and Mojo stuff all put together. So he keeps building stuff and it doesn't work out right, and he keeps like having to start over. But at some point his helmet gets a phone call, and it's from one of the student guys that is building an Iron Man suit, and they have this really nice conversation about how, like, you need to do stuff to get out of hard positions. And Tony talks about how he basically has been updating stuff for a long time, but he hasn't actually invented anything in a while, and this is actually pushing him to do that. And while that's going on, Pepper and Melinda May from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are finding his gamma base workshop in the desert, which randomly has Citizen V in it, who's stealing stuff, I guess. And then you go back, and Fixer and or Fixer's building something to impress Madame Mask. Madame Mask is talking to Tony. Tony's like, yeah, I'm just getting out of here. And then the suit crashes through the door. And Mask is like, shut up and move. We got to take care of this. So they fight with it. And eventually they get it down and they find out that he's not actually in the suit. He's actually running. And he gets the kid out. Then he gets all the kids out. Then they blow up the helicarrier, or they blow a giant hole in the helicarrier. And as they're leaving, the main kid gets like burned in the face in an explosion, and Fixer shows up in what he is calling the Advanced Iron Man, which is like a supersized War Machine style, like clean, like sleek War Machine style Iron Man suit. This story took a minute to really get moving, but now that it's actually moving, I like it a lot. It is, it's just a lot. It's very go. It's very heavy, with some stuff in it. So I'm gonna go with Spinal Tap's Heavy Duty, for this one. It's heavy duty rock and roll. So, that's how I dig it. Like, it's very, very cool. So, but yeah. All right, so now before we do spoilers for Boys, thanks everybody who came out to the Mills Anniversary Sale. It was a great day. Don't forget this weekend we have the Return of the Basement, or the, sorry, Return of the Warehouse, not the basement, the warehouse, over in Elwood. That's from I think 11 to 6 on Saturday, and then from 11 to 4 in Monroeville Mall, we're gonna have a smaller show. Todd will be set up at that. I'm going to make an appearance probably around like 2 o'clock and just hang out for a little bit. So I'll be there for a couple hours. But go check it out. We got some cool vendors. Like Howard Bender's going to be there doing sketch, like caricatures of people. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So check that out. And then I'll remember tickets are on sale for the show. Our last couple guests have finally sent me their, or most, I think I'm still waiting on two people. But most of our guests have sent me enough stuff to where I can do an announcement for them. So I'm putting out everybody's. I'm working on a couple more of those announcements this week, too. So make sure you check that out, 3RiversComicCon.com. All right. So, Boys Season 5 spoilers. So, three episodes have been out so far.
Yes. And the last one is goddamn. That last
Yeah,
one.
the newest one was actually, yeah, the one from yesterday was actually very, very good.
Yes.
I just w but I, but the first two I thought were a little weak.
Yes.
Or not really weak, but they were definitely different, right? Like they just
Yes.
didn't feel the same. But I really enjoyed these last two, to the point where like I would probably say like the last episode especially was very reminiscent of the first season to me. Like it was just fucking brutal.
Oh
Like when they
yes.
blow up, or that when they like kill the other what, not, it's not called the Invisible Man. He's Translucent too.
Translucent,
Yeah,
yeah.
when they kill Translucent 2 in a similar way that they killed Translucent 1 was hilarious. The fact that he gets caught because he was wearing too much Axe body spray basically was
Yes.
hilarious. But I really thought the fight between Homelander and Ryan was probably one of the best scenes that they've ever had on that
Yeah.
show ever.
Yeah.
So,
But it was brutal.
yeah.
It definitely was brutal.
Oh, and like the conversation and not really conversation, the what the hell's the word I'm looking for,
Hallucination?
no, the I guess like the just the I don't know, the relationship between Homelander and Soldier Boy,
Oh.
like hilarious. Like Soldier Boy basically telling him he's a little bitch, and then like
Yes.
Homelander trying to do the same while standing naked in a bottle of breast milk. or in a tub of
Bathing in
breast
it,
milk,
yeah.
and
Yeah.
and
A lot of
then
heavy on the milk jokes here. Holy
oh yeah, there was a
cow.
lot of milk jokes. We had Elizabeth Shue showed up to do a milk joke, but and then Soldier Boy making fun of the fact that he's gray pubes, hilarious, hilarious.
Yeah.
So, but yeah,
Yeah,
I really,
well,
really dug this episode.
yeah, it's definitely, you're seeing a lot of the parallels. Like we started at the beginning of the podcast here, where like it's if it was the producer or the director, right, one of the writers is like, can real world stop like, you know, copying us because we're trying to be as ridiculous as possible, but current climate is getting just as ridiculous. Especially the whole God thing. I thought was like, wow.
Oh yeah, where Elizabeth Shue's character came back to tell him that he's Jesus. And I was
Well,
like, he's God.
they should be Jesus or he's a God or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I
He'll be
like the whole
immortal like
fact.
Jesus. And
Yeah.
then she's like, but you've saved more people than him. And I was like, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just
Yeah.
like, holy shit. Like
And
someone's
I'm
getting
sitting
yelled
there,
at.
I'm like, I was like, is somebody ha did someone bug the White House? Because I feel like those are conversations he has to himself.
No, because I don't want to think about him in a pool of breast milk. Yeah, like that's, yeah,
Well, let's
there you
be
go.
fair,
That's what you get.
he'd be bathing in something else. Let's
You're
be
right. You're
fair.
right. But,
But no, like a lot of the things that they're hitting on, especially comparative to real life, is it's spot on, it's scary. And everybody's doing a terrific job, like, how do I put this? With I guess acting like perfect. Like it's, you know, I'm glad we're getting little things here and there with characters. I like that we finally hear Kimiko talk.
oh yeah, this season we did.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mute the entire the whole time, and then she's like that episode where she just
Yeah.
cussed out
Don't
halfway through, and they're
remember her
like,
talking in the books though, like ever.
she never talked.
Yeah, that's what I
No,
thought. Yeah.
no. Yeah, so you know, I get it. It can't be exactly like the comics because
Right.
wow, you can't.
Oh yeah, I
It's
keep
too
telling
much.
people like they're like, oh man, like the show's crazy, and I'm like, you know the book's like
Way
100
worse.
times
Way
crazier,
worse.
right? And they're like,
Yeah.
shut up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, it's like
Read
Walking Dead, like the book
it.
is
Read it.
way crazier,
Yeah.
and you know they
Yeah.
have to tame it down for TV, and they're just like,
Yeah.
seriously, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I also love the fact that they shit on a Cybertruck. That was pretty hilarious, like the
Pretty
look of a
good.
Cybertruck.
I do like the redemption arc of what's his name? The speedster,
A-Train. Yeah.
A-Train.
Yeah, I thought his redemption arc was pretty good.
I it's and you knew it was coming
Yeah.
because you know it you felt that like the last two seasons of him realizing what he did, what he has done was not right.
Yeah.
And good, at least somebody from the Seven besides Starlight getting realizing what they were doing to people was wrong.
Right.
And trying to make up for it in every way they can. And I actually like the actor too. He's an awesome actor. Let's hope he does other projects after this. He was a solid A trade throughout.
I think my only sadness about this show, and this is pretty fucked up sadness, is that they made actual Homelander be the one who raped Becky, instead of Black Noir being the one who did it, because Black Noir is a clone of Homelander in the comics. But then they
Yeah.
killed the original Black Noir and replaced him with another guy, and then I think they killed that guy, and this is the third one, I think.
Is it the third Mount
Because
Blackmore
the
one?
first one didn't talk, the second one talked, and this one doesn't talk again.
Okay.
So,
Well,
yeah.
maybe this one's the clone.
Yeah, maybe, but
They may go back to that. I don't know.
we'll see.
We don't know. Yeah, it there's you know, with these new characters that were never introduced in the Boys comic, like Sage, like Sister Sage,
Yeah.
not part of the Boys comic at all.
No, I think
At
she
least,
was in there, but she was
but
like
she
a
wasn't
real
part of the
minor.
seven, though.
Yeah, she was
Yeah,
like a real minor character.
I like
She
the
might have
fact
been
that
in
she's.
the she might have been in Dear Becky though. Like she might have been in like a what the sequel series.
I was gonna say it had to have been one of the spin-off
But it was
series.
a she was really minor. And also Soldier Boy was pretty minor too. Like, because he was definitely not what he is on the
No,
show.
he was more.
But they
I think he was
also
more like Homelander was.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, no, he was like a fucking wuss bag, like pissing himself with a shield the whole time. Like,
Yeah, but wasn't he also a
but he was
Nazi
immortal.
too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's kind of like Homelander in that TV version of Homelander more than he is now, where he's just an abusive, arrogant American, all about America. You know, he's not all about, you know, all the other stuff where we're starting to see the correlation of Homelander becoming more Nazi-like, where he's like, okay, now we have concentration camps, and now we have
Well, when they did the,
experiments now. They're talking
well,
about
when they did the
experimenting.
Homelander youth thing in this episode, I was like,
Yeah, I saw that
"Oh
and I was like,
shit,
oh.
yeah."
I'm like, oh my. I was like, somebody really read their World War II history, because
Well,
that's
Darth Ennis kind of what he
spot
does, yeah.
on. Spot
But.
on. But yeah, I was like, wow, this is gonna be a pretty powerful final season.
Right.
So
Cool. Well, yeah, guys, so catch up on that. Also, the new season of Scrubs just finished. It is fully out. The last episode was awesome because the janitor returns finally. And it's pretty fucking epic if you're a Scrubs
which
fan.
I was gonna say, Daredevil's out now too.
Yep.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch that too.
I did see the trailer for the Punisher, the upcoming Punisher, though, and that looks really good too.
Yeah, I might wait and watch Daredevil tomorrow morning. Like,
Yeah,
try to
but
plow some
I
remorse.
kind of want to see what they do with Punisher too. I
Yeah.
want to see what they do with that. Nothing new Marvel-wise other than that, though, I think.
Yeah.
Because I haven't, there's no new Spider-Man trailer. Nothing more about Avengers or anything yet. We're kind of being kept left in the dark. And there was something, I ran into YouTube this week and I was like, you know what? We haven't heard anything about the new season for X-Men 97. We still haven't heard anything. And it's been like,
Yeah, but I
it's
don't think
going
it
on.
comes out till next year.
Yeah, but where was it? Didn't they have it done? They
So
said it
no,
was
they had
done.
the first two seasons done, and
Yeah.
then season three was like a third of the way through when the showrunner got released.
Okay.
So
So that means
I
we should
my
have season two by now.
or they went back and changed a bunch of shit in season two,
Oh,
and that's
God.
why, but yeah.
That means they're gonna ruin it. That's gonna be disappointing.
It could
But
be even better. We'll see.
let's fingers crossed that they don't veer too far of the vision that they laid out in season one.
Yeah, I mean I know that actually I did see something that said Polaris will have a bigger role. So they're going back to that one X Factor episode and Polaris will have a bigger role, which is kind of cool. So
I don't buy that. You're going to have some X-Men in modern time, because remember, we have one group of X-Men far into the future and one group of X-Men far into the past. So we got to figure out who's going where. I did see the one thing where they released the poster or the cast the for season two, and we do see Wolverine with the pullover mask, like from the 90s, that when his bones were, well, when his bones were stripped.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's, I think that's about it. I don't think we have too much else. I'll keep my ear to the ground, but it's been hard. It's been like the last month here that all of a sudden we've gotten hit with news and information, and
Yep.
which is a good thing. We were going for a couple months there where we didn't hear anything about
Right.
anything like so.
Well, it ha you know, it's no news is good news sometimes, so
True, true,
but
true.
all right, guys, we'll be back next week, and then remember the last that's 2 weeks from tonight, we're gonna have our
Are we going
friend
to be there
John.
next week? Because is it next week draft?
Oh. Yeah, we might do it during the day. We'll see.
Okay. Okay.
It may not be at night, but we'll have one next week.
Okay.
And then the last weekend of the month, or last Thursday of the month at our regular time at 8, we're going to have local creator John Davis on. You can check out his Kickstarter for Death Drones ahead of time if you want. We're going to go over it on the podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, but yeah, we'll see you guys next week at
Probably
7
during the
time.
day,
Probably during the day. Yeah.
because you and me will be at the NFL draft.
Well, we're going to a
Right?
draft party, but
Oh,
yes.
draft party, but
Yeah, we're not
we'll
going
be in
downtown. Fuck that. I'm not going
the
downtown. No.
area.
So, all right,
You
guys.
sure? You sure you
No.
don't want
Fuck
to sit
that, dude.
down?
No. All right. Have a good night, guys. Make sure you shop your local LCS. If it's us, even cooler. And, we'll see you at Three Rivers Comic Con. It'll be a good time. I promise.